Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Wind Ministries. It is so exciting to be here with you on this evening. Let me tell you something to my listeners. I am so excited to be back. It is so amazing. I've missed all of you. And we are starting a new season. This is season 4, episode number 1. Can I get a holler? It is absolutely the season and the timing to come out in great abundance unto the Lord to give him praise. For great is the Lord, and worthy is he to be praised. Amen. You know, tonight we are not going to beat around the bush. Tonight I have two of my sisters in the Lord. One is my BFF. One I am getting to know very well. And I am so blessed because, you know me, I am pro-woman in ministry, stomping down the devil's door in heels. Come on. So I thank God for the sons and daughters that are going forth in the kingdom in this season. And so tonight, I am going to first say God bless you and welcome to Prophetess Michelle Lopez, and God bless you and welcome to Prophetess Layden. We are so blessed to have you here on Prophetic Sound Broadcast. Please, first, Prophetess Lopez, welcome yourself to the platform. Say hello to our listeners.
Hi, this is Prophetess Bernice Ladd, Blow the Trumpet and Zion TV Ministries. Looking forward to whatever's going to happen here.
Amen. Prophetess Lopez.
Ladd.
No, Prophetess Lopez is on the line as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
God bless you all. It's wonderful to be back with my BFF, looking forward to what God is going to do in this season with his sons and his daughters, and excited to see what God is going to bring on tonight. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening.
Amen. Amen. And I'm so blessed because Prophetess Ladd is here with us from Rochester, New York as well. And the woman of God has a vision, and God has given her an assignment for this season. And I have brought her on to tell about her event that is coming up the 16th, 17th, and 18th of June. So that's next week. Amen. And we just wanted to take time and just let God have a conversation with God's people. Amen. I thank God that we are blessed to be in those 99 countries. So thank God for each of you that have been emailing and calling and really asking what's going on, when you're coming back. We are here. Amen. And so at this time, I'm just going to turn turn to Florida Prophetess Ladd and say, hello, Prophetess, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. I am great. So please tell our listeners a little bit about the vision of God and what you hear the Lord saying in regards to your event that's coming up.
Well, I host a program called Blow the Trumpet and Zion TV Ministries, and I'm celebrating 28 years of being on cable and also online. And so I was in prayer, and I was saying, Lord, there's such a chaos going on in this world, and I feel like there's more that I should be doing at this appointed time. And then he gave me the word, a prophetic meeting, and then he said it should be called a prophetic awakening. And the reason for this is a lot of people don't understand the season and the time that we're in right now. When the pandemic hit, the Lord let me know that this was a season to wake up the body of Christ mainly, but it's a wake-up call to all because of the condition of this world with the sin nature, the Sodom and Gomorrah, and even like the days of Noah. So God has given me a mandate to go forth and give this, make declarations and making decrees over our city, over our communities, and over our nations. For some people are still slumbering. They don't get what's going on right now. We're in serious times, but also exciting times, and God is telling the body of Christ to wake up.
Amen, amen, amen. And one of your dynamic speakers for this event happens to be a woman of God that I am very familiar with, and that's Prophetess Michelle Lopez. And so, Prophetess, I would like you to kind of give my listeners an idea of what the Lord is speaking to you concerning this event.
Well, it's really just about prayer and, you know, speaking over our government, our nations, our families, and basically the heart of God is really what Prophetess Ladd was really looking for. And, you know, we had a conversation a few nights ago about the seriousness, you know, of the times that we're in, and that God is really coming back sooner than we all think. And, you know, there's an urgency for a preparation for the people of God to be ready in this season.
Amen.
Now more than ever before. So we
Amen.
Really have to get our loved ones and our friends and anyone we come in contact with, you know, saved and ready for this, ready for the Lord's return.
Amen.
And that's what
Amen.
I feel like God is speaking.
Amen. And, you know, I concur with the Lord. You know, the Lord told us that there would be a day that they did not adhere to sound doctrine. And I think we have definitely arrived to that. It's gotten to the point where we just, you know, we're preaching new Jesuses and making up doctrine as we go. It's really a detrimental time in the body of believers and in the world. And so I thank God for you, women of God, saying yes to the mandate of God to facilitate that burning that fire in this region for the Western New York region. It's such a blessing. Prophetess, so can you please tell us, you know, how can the people connect with you? How can they find your event? And where is the event going to be hosted and all of that good stuff?
Well, I've actually, if anybody has Facebook, I post a flyer on Facebook. The event, like you said, is taking place June the 16th, 17th, and 18th in Rochester, New York at Pastor Latner's church. His name is Latner, on Prospect Street in Rochester, New York. And that time, it starts at 7. The Lord is really speaking to the body of Christ. This is also a season of God said, let the wheat and tare grow together. And this is a season of God that's separating to find out who really has faith and what they're all about. God's searching the hearts of men and women. And this is going to be a season that God's going to really manifest himself, he said, with miracle signs and wonders. On the National Day of Prayer, I forgot to share this. On the National Day of Prayer, a man of God that initiates something for this every year is named Bishop Singleton here in Rochester, New York. We're on the line praying, and all of a sudden the Lord said, there's a charge in the atmosphere. And then the Lord said, no, he also has a charge. And the Lord said, no, he has a charge on the body of Christ. It's a charge to wake up and come into alignment and to the agenda of God.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, it is a blessing, and we've been hearing for a long time that it's time to get ready, get into alignment, be prepared. Prophetic Wind, we actually have a saying that if you are missing PWW, which is prayer, word, and worship in your life, you've already fallen short. And so we want to make sure that we're not just playing church. We are the church at this point. Well, and it's such a blessing to hear people in God who are truly declaring the holiness of God. And we thank God for the resetting and the recalibration for his people, because to be very clear, the church itself was definitely in some deceit and some error. And I felt that when everything shut down, it was a time where the Lord said, okay, now you have no choice but to recognize me, and you have no choice but to spend this moment. I called it the shut-in. You have no choice but to spend this moment with me. And it was like the Lord was bottlenecking his people into a position where they had to recognize their sinful ways, and we've had to recognize where we're falling short, and we've had to recognize where we were doing things for selfish ambition. And so I think that's why it's so important, as we are coming back out as the body of believers, that we're doing it in a way that is impactful, and it is mandated by heaven to break the fallow ground. This is a season where the empowerment of the Lord, hallelujah, is going to strike the earth and cause the earth to grow fruit in places that we've never seen. And so I am blessed by the watering that is happening in Rochester, woman of God. So please also tell me, is there any fees? Do the people need to register? I know there's some events that have registration or whatever, just because of capacity. Or is this just open for everyone to come and be blessed?
It's open for anyone to come and to be blessed. Of course, there will be a free will offering time, give as the Lord so leads you, but you're not pressured for that. Mainly what the Lord just gave me, I don't know if everybody know about the tents of meetings with Moses. Moses is the man of God that used to go to the mountain, Mount Sinai, and spend quality time with the Lord. He actually saw the Lord face to face. Well, then now he's setting up tents of meetings in the Bible. And at that time, that was where the presence of the Lord was, which lines up with the Ark of the Covenant. So the Lord said it's going to be a time of meeting with him, spending quality time with him. And when we come out of this, you know what, we use the word revival so loosely. A true revival was what happened with the awakening with Azusa back in the early 1900s. And God's going to visit his church again, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. So it's time for us to be real. And like you said just a few minutes ago, it's time for the church to be church. It's time for the fear of God to be manifested in the body of Christ. And we need to walk in the love of God. That is so prevalent right now. So many people are so easy to be offended. Just recently, there was someone that got offended. You're in a situation, but then all of a sudden you get offended. We have to be careful and guard our heart, because the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy, and we can't let the thief steal from us. We need the joy of the Lord no matter what's going on. The Bible says, all things rejoice. I know it can be difficult, but by the grace of God, we can do this.
Amen, amen, amen. So, Prophetess Lopez, please add anything that the Lord has on your heart right now.
Well, all I wanted to really add, Prophetess Ladd, is that this is a time for all of us to get together and be that specific word, united. You know, it's time to come out from, you know, races and religions and all of those different things that separate us. And, you know, actually serve this God that we all say we serve. You know, I hear, I love God, I serve God, I go to church, I go to Bible study. I hear all of these things, but there's such a separation in the spirit. It's crazy. There's a lot of foolishness that's been, you know, really going on. There shouldn't be so much separation if we all agree with the one Lord that we say we serve, you know. And so this time of prayer, I believe it's going to be a time of refreshing, a time of, as you said, recalibration within all of us, you know, just a resetting, because we all need to reset at this moment. We all need to get our priorities in order, our spiritual lives in order, our households in order, you know, and really come and serve God the way we were designed to. You know, we weren't designed to have all these, you know, all the separation between us and God. You know, we were designed to worship. We were designed to love him. We were designed to spend time with him, to talk with him, to be with him. And it seems that, you know, people nowadays are having less time for their creator and more time for what's in creation. Does that make sense? And yeah, it's just, we have to line up. We just have to, you know, get ourselves together and line ourselves up with the will of God. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, that reminds me, you know, there's a scripture in the word that said that they began to worship the created thing over the creator. And I think sometimes we have to be very mindful that the thing that was created is always beneath the creator himself. And that goes for, you know, one thing I've heard a lot of leaders say is, man, I even made ministry a God at one point, right? We have to be careful of what we put in front of the Spirit of the Lord. And I think that this is prime time for things to become new and to become Christ-centered instead of man-centered. And so that's the blessing of the Lord that make us rich out of no sorrow with it, is that he has a plan and a purpose for us that is undefined by the hands of man, but is defined by the Spirit of God. And, you know, my bishop, Bishop Stern, said it best. He said, you know, the church has come to a cross point, and I'm paraphrasing, but a cross point, a place where we make decision to go to the left or to the right. We make decision to carry on the things of holiness are the things of commonality. And the things that are common are easy, right? They don't challenge us. They don't make us have to do a self-assessment. They don't cause us to have self-examination. But the word, the Spirit of God is all about self-examination, right? Even before we take communion, the Lord says, examine thyself, right? So we are in a season where I believe, as I hear the Spirit of God, that the revival that we're speaking of is starting in the heart of each and every one of us. We are coming to a place where we realize church as usual is not enough, that we have not given enough to our Lord, and he gave everything to us. So we have to now get to a place where we're not just singing songs about it, but we're living it. And we're living it to the point where the world sees change and sees the light of God shining from our hearts and our lives. And love really means love, right? And so yeah, there's definitely so much happening in the body of believers, and we are so blessed. So I also we have 4 minutes, so Prophet, I would like for you to, you know, just express your heart one more time to the listeners. I'm going to give a few announcements, and then we're going to Okay,
to piggyback on what Prophetess Michelle said, years ago I was in prayer and I asked the Lord was his house ran the way he desired, and he took me over to Isaiah 58:17, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people, for all, and out of that birthed a book. Like she said, it's on Sundays, they said every week, on Sundays it's the most divided time during the week. When we get to heaven, it will not be segregated. It will not be blacks here, Spanish here, Italians here. If we don't come together down here with one common source, God, the Lord is going, he's coming to the church. And you know, the Bible says judgment comes at the household of faith. God's about to come to the household of faith, and he's about to separate the goat from the sheep. He's going to find out who's really conforming to the image of Jesus Christ. He's going to search your heart. And love, the love that we're talking about is that agape love, that unconditional love, not this Pele love, this fleshly love, but we're talking about the agape love, the two greatest commandments is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And the word of God says that they'll know that we are his disciples when we have love for another. Yes, there's racial tension in the world.
Amen.
But the Bible, we are the answer. The church is the answer to the racial tension. So God's waking us up, and that love revival is going to start with those that are really lining up with the agenda and the heart of God.
Amen, amen. So praise God. So I think all the listeners that come on each broadcast of Prophetic Wind Ministries, Soundcast. So last year we were not able to facilitate the Prophetic Awakening. We will be coming back with the Prophetic Awakening September the 17th and 18th. September 17th and 18th of this year. We are blessed to invite each and every one of you. Amen. You will see the announcements on the website, also on the ministry page on Facebook. And for those who are following us on Twitter and iHeartRadio and Apple Tunes and all of them different places that we are now funneled, please, look into coming into the Buffalo area to come into the refreshing of the Lord. Amen. We are looking forward to what God is getting ready to do. So we give God praise. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time. I ask, Father, that you will bless and continue to bless the woman of God and her ministry, that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Give her all that she needs. You will bring resources from heaven down to earth, Father God, for her. And, Lord, we ask that, Lord, the assignment of the Lord be fulfilled and the mandate of God be shown. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank both
Amen.
Of you, women of God, for coming on tonight. I love you with the love of the Lord. We will talk soon. And I pray that each and every listener will be blessed by what they heard. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind. Pray for your soul. On Prophetic Sound Podcast, it's uplifting. God is willing. On Prophetic Sound Podcast, come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord, and what you hear, 'cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.